Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 2 to 3, the New King James Version. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Gonko here. Good morning. How are you guys doing? How did yesterday go? Did you find someone that you could bless? And surprise, surprise, did someone who you couldn't repay also bless you? Because God has a sense of humor. And sometimes when he asks us to do things, it's simply because he wants someone else to do the same thing for us. And it's just such a beautiful thing to experience. So today we're doing things a bit different, but I'm also still in line with being a blessing. Because this week we choose to be a blessing. So today on Soul Purge, our focus is on blessing your parents and parental figures in your life. Blessing your parents and parental figures in your life. And I know those of us who have kids, especially toddlers, and if they are home with you day and night, you agree that your parents worked hard. I keep asking myself, how did they do it? I have three kids and I sometimes feel overwhelmed. I feel like each child is not getting enough of me. So to think our parents had 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, sometimes 12 children. It's amazing. So today on Soul Purge, what God is pointing our eyes to is the first commandment with a promise. The commandment that says, honor your father and mother. And it says that it may be well with you and that you may live long. So tied within the commandment to bless your parents is the promise of prosperity. Yes, prosperity and long life. So it says if you honor your father and your mother, that it will be well with you. Every time I read this scripture, I ask myself, don't you want it to be well with you? If you want it to be well with you, then honor your parents. Do what is best for them. Be a blessing to them. So today we're going to make it World Honor Your Parents Day today. Today we're going to call our parents or anyone who stands as a parent figure to you and send them some positive energy. Send them confessions. Send them money, send them groceries. Now, I know that some of you may say, oh, my parents aren't around. You don't have to go there yourself. That's why we have dispatch riders. That's why we have logistic companies. You don't have to go personally, but if you can, that'd be amazing. In fact, if you can, why don't you make it a surprise? Oh, parents love surprises. As they get older, they begin to enjoy those pleasant surprises. I really want you to be sure that your parents do like surprises so that you, the surpriser, you don't get surprised yourself. Now, the point is this. They've blessed you. Now you have a chance to bless someone. Now, I say this believing that I'm talking to people who had a great relationship with their parents. However, if you didn't, and you're still bitter about how they treated you, what they did to you, how they treated your siblings better than you, how you weren't sure that you were not adopted. By the way, I don't even understand that because adopted children are loved, but hey. So this scripture that we just read this morning, in whatever translation you read it, is very explicit. God says, respect your father and your mother. That is the first rule of God's law that also has a promise. Another translation says, honor your father and mother is the first commandment that has a promise attached to it. Namely, so you will live well and have a long life. Guys, there's so much at stake when we're not taking care of our parents. Sometimes it breaks my heart when I see girls who live in the city and hide their parents in the village. And their parents have sacrificed everything, sold all their clothes, sold properties to get them into school. They get into school, graduate, get a great job, and all of a sudden, their parents don't fit their status. So they avoid going home. Don't be that child. Don't you want it to be well with you? Don't you want to live long? Then obey God's command. Honor your father and mother. Bless them. But I also know that beyond your parents, your biological parents, there's some people who have acted as mother or father figures in your life. They've been there even when your parents couldn't be. Or they were just assistant mommy and daddy, even though your parents were fully on ground. I just think that it's only right for us to not be so self-absorbed and entitled that we walk away from everything our parents did for us or our parental figures did for us without blessing them in return. You may not have all the money in the world, but a little gift will work. Fruit basket could work. Anything, as far as it's coming from you, it will bring them joy. So this morning, sit down and make a plan on how you're going to bless your parents or the parental figures in your life. And please, before you get carried away, do it before you even have any breakfast. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred King Superimpo.